This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Rick Sharp welcoming you back to Memorial Stadium, 17-14. Oscars with a lead over Miami at the half. We're delighted to be joined by Nebraska Interim President Dr. Jim Linder. And Jim, great to see you again. Good to be back here in Lincoln. You've brought us another guest tonight from the University of Nebraska to talk about the Institute of Agriculture and Natural Resources and its leadership both here in the state and internationally. Good to see you.
Thank you, Greg. It's great to be here. Today I'm joined by Dr. Ronnie Green, University of Nebraska Vice President and Vice Chancellor of Agriculture and Natural Resources. I've often said that Nebraska feeds the world, and Ronnie is just back from an international trip to Vietnam, China, India, and Indonesia. He's going to tell us about IANR's momentum, both here in Nebraska and internationally.
Ronnie, good to see you. Thank you for coming up here today. Go ahead and talk about some of the things that are going on internationally with the faculty.
Well, Greg, it's been really great to be in Nebraska the last 4 years at the Institute of Ag and Natural Resources, and we've got a big world to feed ahead of us in 2050. And the University of Nebraska has long been a leader in the agricultural sciences internationally and continues to be so. So our faculty working in the areas of food, fuel, and water research and education around the world. The trip I was just on in Vietnam and China and India and Indonesia centered heavily on our water research, our Global Yield Gap Atlas research, where we're trying to close the yield gap that exists around the world in crops and livestock production and drought mitigation. We just are very blessed at Nebraska to be leading in those areas internationally and extending our reach around the world beyond Nebraska as well.
Let's talk about the students. You know, what are you doing to prepare them to be the next generation of ag leaders?
Well, the last few years have certainly seen an uptick in agriculture. We've experienced that here in Nebraska with the ag economy booming in recent years, and we've seen that in our student growth as well. This is the fourth year in a row that our College of Ag Sciences and Natural Resources at UNL has broken its all-time enrollment record in the history of the university. 6.6% growth again this fall in our student population at our Nebraska College of Technical Agriculture two-year program out in western Nebraska at Curtis. Had a 28% increase in enrollment this fall. So it's great to see a lot of students going into the ag sciences fields. We have about 3,800 students studying in those fields. The Engler Agribusiness Entrepreneurship Program, a program started 4 years ago by Paul Engler, is booming with students, some of our very best students on campus that have a fire in the belly, so to speak, to become entrepreneurs in agribusinesses. So we're very pleased with the student growth that we're experiencing, and we don't see that plateauing quite yet in the next years ahead.
Well, that's exciting. Ronnie, talk a little bit about what's ahead, the future. Talk about your vision.
Well, we're in the process of quite a building process in the Institute. We have both physical building that's happening, a new veterinary diagnostic center that will begin construction shortly after the first of the year. We have growth in our faculty. We've just added 14% to our tenure-track faculty in the Institute in the last year and just announced another 34 positions we'll be hiring in the coming year. Innovation Campus, the phase one of that development, heavily centered around food, fuel, and water, and a new food innovation complex that will open next July there. So lots of growth, lots of momentum in trying to meet that challenge of feeding the world out into 2050.
And you're celebrating an anniversary as well. You got some guests with you here at the game tonight.
We sure are. 2 years ago, we celebrated the 150th anniversary of the Land-Grant Act that established the Land-Grant University System, and our University of Nebraska being the Land-Grant here in our own state. And we commissioned at that time four statues commemorating the four Nebraskans who have served as U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. And this afternoon, we dedicated those life-size bronze sculptures on East Campus in honor of J. Sterling Morton, Clifford Hardin, who was Chancellor and President here at the University a number of years ago. Clayton Yeider was with us today, former Secretary, as well as Mike Johans, our current U.S. Senator. So we celebrated with them and their families. That was wonderful. And then we also were celebrating this year the 100th anniversary of Cooperative Extension and the UNL Extension Service in our state. That's our outreach arm to the state for not just agriculture, but all things about the university as well.
Ronnie, that's great learning about all that. Jim, I'm going to come back over to you a little bit. How can the university continue the agriculture leadership trajectory that it's on right now?
Well, there's at least two ways. One is continuing to grow our student body, a key priority for the university, to train the workforce for the next generation. And secondly, Ronnie mentioned the Institute for Ag and Natural Resources is involved with Nebraska Innovation Campus. And that's key in linking the IANR with Nebraska companies.
Jim, great to see you again. Ronnie, so thank you so much for coming by.
Great to be here. Go Big Red.
Ronnie Green joining with Dr. Jim Linder here at halftime. 17-14 Nebraska with the lead. We've got more coming up.